You know, we're having a great party to celebrate the running community and all that is great about St. Pete. And what we're doing with Run Fest is essentially that, where it's been 4 years since we've had a long distance race downtown, and we thought it was important to bring one back to the city. So as a result, we're having a community event, which is all about running and all about celebrating that which is St. Pete, which includes everything from Three Daughters here, the Saturday morning market, the Tampa Bay Rays, the Visit St. Pete Clearwater. So it's going to be a great event. We're included in the event itself is going to be a half marathon, a two-person half marathon relay, a 5K, and then we're doing a big event with the kids, getting kids out and running in our schools.
And it's coming up in November.
Yep, November 18th and 19th. So it's the weekend before Thanksgiving. We chose that weekend because it's a weekend, an opportunity to get people down here and spend the week with us for Thanksgiving.
Let's go up to the podium, and here's DJ French.
First off, the city of St. Pete, let's give a big round of applause to them for being so involved. Also, our good friends from Visit St. Pete Clearwater are also here, too. The Saturday Morning Market is also here, too, supporting us. And the Gasparilla Distance Classic are here. Our good friends are hanging out with us. Fit to Run. You guys need some fresh kicks to make them so you're fit to run. You like that? Just made that up. Also, Running for Brews are here hanging out with us. By the way, I don't know how you guys do it, man. You drink in like a brew or two, and then you go for a run. Respect to anybody that can do that, because I have like a couple of beers, and I'm like ready to fall asleep. So those of you that actually run while you're brewing and brewing while you're running, salute to you, because I could not do that. Back to normal is here. Physical therapy. If you guys need a little adjustment or a little something in your life, make sure you hit them up. Also, the St. Pete Running Company is here too as well. So big shout out to those guys. Big C and St. Pete Threads are here too as well. So make sure you show them some love. And like I said, every single morning, I go to Tropical Smoothie and get myself a smoothie. You don't want to know what's in it because I put like 10 things in it. But our friends from Tropical Smoothie are here, so shout out to them. Appreciate you guys and all your support. And of course, the Tampa Bay Rays are here, guys, supporting. No better support system than our Major League Baseball franchise, which is awesome. So I'm going to bring up some awesome people that are going to be up here and going to help with the ribbon cutting. So can I announce them if you guys would? Well, of course, Three Daughters, but don't worry, they're on the list. We're going to bring them up, yes. Okay, round of applause for Three Daughters, everybody, for putting this on. All right, but first, I would like to bring up the executive director for the St. Petersburg Free Clinic. Big round of applause, everybody, for Beth Houghton, everybody. Bring her up. And this guy and I like to have a lot of good fun, especially when we're hosting the Good Burger Awards. Chris Steinhocker, the Chief Executive Officer of the St. Pete Chamber of Commerce. And this woman's definitely famous. She's the Deputy Mayor of our beautiful city of St. Petersburg here. Give it up for Dr. Kanika Tomlin, everybody. And the Chief Operating Officer of Visit St. Petersburg Clearwater. Give it up for Tim Ramsberger. Make some noise. And our gentlemen that are behind this whole amazing run, give it up, everybody, for Keith and Ryan Jordan.
All right, St. Pete. This is exciting. You know, I woke up this morning, I'm like, yeah, you throw a party. You know, it's pretty, no one's going to come. So, well, thank you for coming. It's a relief. So, I'm not going to say, we got about 30 minutes of conversation we wanted to have today. The recurring theme here is thank you. You know, for us, and winning the award to put on an event is an honor for us, and we take it very seriously. So we see this as an opportunity to get the running community together and our Tampa Bay community together. So I moved to St. Pete 17 years ago and fell in love with this city. And I tell you, love affair is getting stronger. So when I had the opportunity to come and put on an event that's going to get our city healthier and fitter, it's going to have a huge economic impact on our community and raise a ton of money for some local charities, I tell you, what a great opportunity. So thank you all for coming out this evening. We got a great evening planned. We got ourselves that are going to actually run after a couple of these wonderful St. Pete IPA. It's a light IPA, by the way. And then we're also going to have a trolley that's leaving around 6:45 to go to the Rays game to support our local team. So with that, I'll shut up and just say thanks again. It's hard to beat that. I just want to say how humbled we are by all the support we've gotten from everyone in the community. It's been pretty amazing. We've been putting on events for 17 years, and I haven't seen anything quite like what I've seen from the community here in St. Pete and the Tampa Bay area. I mean, it really is, it's really special. It's I always tell Ryan, he's like, wow, you know, this seems a little easier than I thought it would be. I was like, this isn't normal. This is, no one says no, which is an unbelievable thing. Everyone's so supportive of what we're going to do here. And our goal, absolutely, to reward your faith that you're putting in us to bring this event to St. Pete. We, we run around here all the time. And, you know, we were running one day. I was like, why is there not a race here? I didn't understand it. What a beautiful place. What a great community. So we pursued it, and we're just thrilled to bring this to all of you. And the key is, this is your race. This is the city of St. Pete's race, and all of you here, we want your suggestions. We want everything that you want this to be, we want it too. We have one goal, and one goal only, honestly, to build the best event in the world. And I say that quite seriously. And I honestly believe here in St. Pete, we can do it with all the support, everyone here. We're blown away by it. So we're really excited, and in 6 months, we can't wait to see you all at the start line with us.
On behalf of Visit St. Pete Clearwater, we are thrilled and honored to be a part of this race. The Jordan brothers came in the door, and we started the meeting by saying, the answer is yes. Now what's the question? Did we not? We couldn't be more excited about this event happening in St. Pete. It's about room nights. It's about brand. And that's something that is in our wheelhouse as Visit St. Pete Clearwater. It's going to provide not only economic impact, but from a branding standpoint, this is very important for us as a community to portray these types of events in our communities. So we're thrilled, we're honored, and we wish you guys the best of luck, and we're here as partners as we go forward. Mike and Lee from Three Daughters, great partners, and thank you so much for hosting this event. Right there. I want to take a minute to explain something that I think is very important in terms of who we are as Visit St. Pete Clearwater and getting our message out there, where we fit into the community. We obviously are the driving force behind tourism, and sports tourism is part of that. We recently did a restructuring of our sports program and a rebranding at the same time. We're now called St. Pete Clearwater Sports and Events. And two people that are here today that are very integral in that process, two very young, talented, well people I want to recognize. First of all, Sarah Kirchberg right here, who does our programming and business development. And maybe a familiar face to some of you who used to attend that race downtown, Craig Campbell. Craig does all our activations and event management. He promises to put on a great display along with Team Jordan here for the event weekend. So we're very proud of that. Visit St. Pete Clearwater, over 100 events, over 30,000 room nights that we generate, 300,000 if you include all the events that we support, and over $50 million of economic impact. So with that, I'd like to turn it over to our wonderful Deputy Mayor, Kenny Katan.
Thank you, Tim. Letting you guys know that our mayor, Rick Kreisman, is so disappointed that he couldn't be here. He's in Tallahassee meeting with Governor Scott. Don't look so surprised. He's all about our city and advancing it. But I am so happy to be here because this race is so very important to us for a million reasons, but the one about which I'm most passionate is Healthy St. Pete. We are really working very hard to create a culture of health in our city where we live, eat, shop, and play healthier. And this is what's making it real. It's taking a vision and turning it into reality, one person at a time, one step at a time, one race at a time. So thank you so much for being a part. The mayor couldn't be here, but you'll see lots of city faces here from all around our organization because this is one of our highest priorities. We're going to do whatever it takes to make it a success. It's a local race, but we believe it has national relevance, and we are so excited about the vision that we all share. So thank you guys for a job well done, and thank you all for creating a healthy St. Pete. Chris Steinacher from our chamber.
All right, good afternoon, St. Pete. First of all, how's the beer? All right, good job. Well done. And let me ask one last question, and I'll stop. This wasn't a test, but how many of us are really in love with St. Pete? Can you really just show me a hand? Okay. I am too. And I got to tell you, it's a lot because of these brothers here, and it's that family over there, and it's that family there. We do a lot of ribbon cuttings in St. Pete every week, and there's this common theme. There's a family that comes into town and says, what can we do together? How can we work on making St. Pete the best place ever? And they bring their own talents, their creativity, and their love. What you feel in this room is special. Other communities would love to have you all caring so much about each other, taking care of good business, creating major economic impact, but doing it in a way that makes sure everybody's appreciated. Everybody has a chance. Everybody can play. That's what St. Pete's all about. That's why I'm excited about it. It's everything you want in a community when you are cared for, when you can thrive, and when you can fly, and when you can run our streets. So thank you all for coming out. Thank you for supporting St. Pete. Do something special for your community. What are you going to do? Thank you very much.
I'm Beth Houghton, Executive Director of the St. Petersburg Free Clinic. I know that was for the clinic and not for me. But when Team Jordan came and talked to us and talked about this incredible vision that they had, and we found out that they were the real deal, we were very excited that they had chosen us to be the charity that this event, Run St. Pete, would support. So let me tell you this much about St. Petersburg Free Clinic and give you a thank you from someone that you will be helping. St. Pete Free Clinic works in the areas of food, providing over 4 million pounds of food to our neighbors in need who are hungry every year. We work in the areas of homelessness and also have a medical clinic for those who are uninsured. This last year, Janelle, a mother of three, decided that she had been on a path that was just not sustainable. She needed to get out of working minimum wage jobs, lift up her family. So she decided to leave her subsidized apartment, move in with her mother, go back to school, and all of that meant that she would have less money to put food on the table for her kids. So it was with tears in her eyes that she shared with us a photo of them sitting on the couch on a Friday with their pack of sacks, food that our community helped provide each one of those kids for that weekend, a package of about 10 healthy items that kids would like to help them get through the weekend. So thank you in advance for all the Janelles and her kids that you're going to help by participating in Run St. Petersburg.
Okay, and now obviously we would like to thank and welcome up to the stage the brains behind the operation here at Three Daughters, Mike and Lee Harding. Please come on up and join us on stage and give them a huge round of applause, everybody. For not only this amazing venue, but for being staples in our community and for making a darn good tasting brew. And the cool thing is you may notice that this kind of resembles a finish line banner. Keeping with the theme, yes, that's exactly what this is. So it's a finish line banner and ribbon cutting all in one. Brian, would you like to do your little... Want to do a toast?
Thank you very much. We appreciate you being here. This, obviously, as you've listened to everybody on stage, was a very easy decision for us. This is a gap and a hole that needed to be filled since Donna and the Women's Half Marathon. and working with Keith and Ryan is incredible so far. So for us to be involved was an easy, simple no-brainer. I appreciate Tire Brewer making a light beer, something that we can drink at the end of this race, and I look forward to, or we look forward to, running it, hopefully. Shall we?
All right, so if everybody would, please raise your glass if you have a glass, which if you don't have a glass, something's wrong with you, or maybe you're on medication or something, but that's okay. But let's all have a toast. Here we go. And at this time, we're going to have everyone come up. We're going to do our ribbon cutting / tearing. Chris, you need a countdown? How's this normally work? We do a countdown? All right, here we go. Everybody on 3, 2, 1. All right, everybody. Let's get a group picture on stage with everyone. And then once again, everybody, there's a trolley leaving at 6:45 to the trot for the game. And then also 7 p.m. right here starts the stretch for the run tonight. So make sure you guys check that out. Other than that, we have music, we have beer flowing, and nothing but good times and good people.
To our live coverage tonight from Three Daughters Brewing, this is Joe Bordeaux returning you to our studio.